Welcome to Blend and Elevate, where we share unique journey and inspiring stories. Today, we are thrilled to have a very special guest, Edison, an MBA student originally from Taiwan. Edison is known for his warmth, social nature, and ability to make friends wherever he goes. On today's episode, Edison will share some captivating stories from his life, reflecting on rich experiences that he has shaped. So grab a seat and relax and get ready for an episode filled with insightful and inspirational story. Welcome, Edison, to my podcast.
Hi, Rashmi. Thank you for having me.
Edison, many of our listeners might not know that Edison is your English name. Could you share with us your Chinese name?
Yeah. I do have a Chinese name for sure. My Chinese name is Wang Qian. Wang is my family name, so Qian is my first name. So we say it backwards. So Wang Qian is my full name in Chinese. But well, people here call me Edison. So Wang Qian or Edison are fine with me.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So we'd love to hear more about your background and what your life was like in Taiwan and what sort of work you were involved in before joining the MBA program in New Zealand.
Okay, thank you for asking. So actually, before I came here, I already have an MBA degree in Taiwan, but the education system in Taiwan is a bit different because from what I did is I graduated from university, I got my bachelor degree, and I went straight into MBA program after I graduated. So I didn't have any work experience at that time. So for me, I really didn't actually reflect or really connect it that much with what I learned from my first MBA degree. So after I graduated, my first job, very interestingly, I worked as a flight attendant in Hong Kong. So within 2.5 years, I traveled like over all of the world. That was a very special experience for me because I didn't really have that much chance to travel before. Yeah, but I'm glad I made that choice as my first full-time job to travel around the world.
That's great.
But after like 2.5 years, I was thinking again, should I do something else than just serving on a plane? Because since I got my MBA degree, I tried to do something else. So I went back to Taiwan and start my career in the office. I did marketing the most and then also project management. And the last would be my event and also event management the most. So within the past 10 years I worked in this type of field, I feel like I didn't really grow that much because within marketing in Taiwan is actually doing a lot of sub task. That wasn't a really big one.
Okay.
Yeah, because normally companies in Taiwan are more sales focus. Maybe you will know that in Taiwan we have a lot of industry that is actually on top of the world. For instance, semiconductor and electronic manufacturing and notebook like Acer or Asus or a powered adapter or industrial computers. These are the tops of the tops industry that we rank in the top in all of the world, and also the bicycle industry. Yes, so Taiwan companies in Taiwan are very sales focused. So that wasn't really do that much with marketing in Taiwan. So the mindset is a bit different. So I was thinking, should I do something else? Yeah. Yes, and within the past few years. Yeah.
So what motivated you to pursue an MBA in New Zealand?
Yeah. So interestingly, because I was thinking, should I do something else than just marketing and event management? So I decided I need to have a pause in my life and think about what I'm going to do and really well plan, not actually having a following job after I quit my job. So I quit my job first, and then just coincidentally, one of my best friends from college. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she lives in Christchurch, and mm-hmm. she suggests me that, oh, if you really want to have some change and have a pause, and why don't you just have another career and change the environment? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking, oh, well, that might be a very good, good plan, since I didn't really thought about that before. But this was also something that I always want to do. So mm-hmm. I just think, okay, since I don't have a job afterwards, I'll do something different. Yeah, so do something different is what I'm here. Yeah, so yeah. I started to prepare my IELTS mm-hmm. test, because we still need to reach the requirement of the English proficiency. Yes. Yeah, and also after I passed my IELTS, I apply for a CMBA and mm-hmm. then a visa within just 3 months. Everything just settled within 3 months. So my life changed very dramatically within just a few months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I'm here.
I think one thing I've noticed, talking to all the international students, is that we have worked through a certain period of time, and then we came to a halt, and then there was a lot of reflection that we did, and then we took this step. And so I feel like this is like a consistent theme where we had some sort of reflection in our life, and then we made these decisions.
Yeah, true. Because as I mentioned, I did marketing and event management for many years. And even I changed job and maybe a slightly different role in different companies in Taiwan, I still feel like, oh, I'm kind of like kind of stuck. Yeah. And at a certain point and in a certain phase, I didn't really actually improve that much or grow that much. So that's why coming here will be a kind of like a second life.
Yeah.
Yes, a second, a new beginning of my life. Yeah.
So like being here so far, how have you found the MBA program?
I have to say, I really love UC MBA program because I have to say, because I didn't actually plan to come here at the first place.
Yeah.
But once I decided I should apply, I started to look at the program. What are the courses that we're gonna learn? So, for instance, like digital transformation, sustainability, and data informed strategy. These are really necessary for a modern company.
Yeah,
so, After I found out, some of the topics that we're gonna learn, well, I feel very excited, and this is very aligned with what I want to do at the first place to change. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, what do you think are some of the challenges that you faced?
Yeah, for me as a Taiwanese, our first language, of course, is Mandarin. So, English. When I was in Taiwan, I always thought my English is like, very excellent, compared to other people. Yeah, I'm kind of better than other people in Taiwan. But after I was here last year, I think you may know that I'm very struggling with the English part. Like, for instance, I didn't know what people say, and because the content of the lectures and the students' discussion are all about academics, so this part I wasn't familiar with at either. So I wasn't actually following that much. Yeah, at the beginning, I was really struggled and kind of like self doubting myself. Mm-hmm. Well, could I really make it? Yeah, and also I've like you and me, we already left university or didn't study for a really long time. Yeah. For me, like 14 years. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry about my age, but 14 years. Yeah. I haven't actually used my brain to study because I think for when we were working, our mindsets are a bit different.
Yes.
Yeah. And another thing is like, this is a new country. There's a lot of new things for us to adapt, and we still have to get ourselves into the study mode right at the second. Mm-hmm. So these are kind of like challenging that I've found at the very beginning. But some of the challenges are still happening now. But I'm still trying my best to cope with everything. Yeah,
that's wonderful. Yeah. So, what about any particular like courses within the MBA program?
Yeah. So because I got that kind of challenge that I mentioned, so I tried a lot of a different approach. Like for instance, I told myself I need to find my own way to study because I cannot be like other Kiwi students because they are very well connected. They know everyone and they know all the contacts here in New Zealand. So, and of course, the language is not their problem. So I just need to find my own way to study. Yeah. So this takes time, but what I learned is I shouldn't be Russian. And of course, we do things differently.
Yeah.
So I think this is another thing that I try to input is my perseverance, because I did spend lots of time in study and try to understand the content before or after the lecture. And I think another can I say benefit or advantage is I have a very supportive team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like for instance, like you, Rashmi, and you know, and my other good friends Ashley, Nicola, Jonathan, Michael. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are the friends that I had during last term.
Yep.
So surprisingly, after the last term, I was very honored to be named to won the top of the class in data informed strategy.
Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, I like that effect.
I'm learning.
Yeah. So I was very surprised, and I always keep saying that, you know, I couldn't do this. I couldn't reach this kind of award without having a team, because not just helping me academically, but also supported mentally. That's very necessary. You know, I think during our own studies.
I think from like what I've seen, I think you don't give yourself enough credit. I think your English is great. Like, and you have improved like so much.
Mm.
And not just that, like it shows in like your assignments, like your grades. Like it all comes together. Like it shows, like, you know, you are clearly not average. Like you are like a top student.
Okay.
So congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I'm still very surprised, but I've been told that I need to be on myself, you know, on the thing that I've won. So
I think we all have like certain weaknesses, and we all try to work on the weaknesses. But interestingly, like our leadership class, it teaches us to work on our strengths. And I think that's also important. Like, you know, I think you have some valuable strengths. Like you're just like friendly and you get along with everyone.
Try to be.
And you're just filled with love, like so much love.
Yeah, because, as you mentioned, this term we learn a lot from leadership, and from leadership we learn more about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not sure if because some, you know, some cultural difference thing.
Yep.
In Taiwan, we didn't actually look into ourselves that much.
Mm-hmm.
When we're working, we just we just devote ourselves into work and just try to get the job done. But here we learn more about ourselves. Like we focus a lot on ourselves and taking good care of ourselves, and then we can be able to deliver well in the in the working field. So I learned about what you'd mentioned. Yeah, my top strengths are love, kindness, and social intelligence, teamwork. Yeah, that's why I mentioned that. I need a team is important to me, and also curiosity. So I love, and of course, another strength is appreciate the beauty and excellence. So these totally represent what I am as a person.
Yeah.
Sure,
I think definitely we have some very similar strengths, although. The one strength, like I know the top strength, your top strength is love.
Mm-hmm.
And my last strength is love.
Oh my goodness.
which is interesting. I'm learning to love.
I think you have love, but just
different way of showing it. As I'm doing this podcast as part of my creative challenge, I know that you are doing something with Hamilton Jet on sustainability as part of your creative challenge. Could you talk us a bit about that?
Okay, for sure. Since last term, another learning for me and another discovery for me to be in New Zealand is everyone from here is very well connected. So connection is very important in New Zealand since this is quite a small country compared to other places. Like, for instance, from where I'm from, Taiwan, it's a country with 23 million people, like 4 to 5 times more than what we have in New Zealand, around like 5 million people. And the thing is like, the interesting thing is New Zealand, the size itself is like 7 times bigger than Taiwan. So it's a very high, you know, in human intensity, you know, in Taiwan.
Yeah.
So connection, I found it very important here in New Zealand. So that I found it at the beginning of the Innovation by Design class because I'm not sure if you remember that. One of our first assignment is interviewing innovators. Yeah. So when I learned about this assignment, I was like totally didn't know what to do. And when I look at other Kiwi students, they seem like okay, they're already prepared. They know what to do. That they're doing. So yeah, this is the thing that I found is important, and because connection can be able to benefit a lot. Maybe our not just about work. Work is for sure, and our academic, and also our life here in New Zealand. So, the other way that I found that connection is important is Laura. Now she is the head of Department of Economies, and she arranged some international student catch up for us during the last term. So she introduced an alumni, Mr. Sandeep Sharma, and he used to study in UCMB as well, and he is now the CEO of Quality NZ Education. So what he shared to us was very very valuable. That connection is important, and we have to reach out and we have to make value more than just make transactions. So that's how I kind of learning, like I need to make some move as well. So since then I try to frequently update my LinkedIn if I have something that I can share and also connect to more people. So this kind of progress actually got paid off. Like during our last session of data informed strategy class, Ben Reed, the managing director of Hamilton Jet, I connected with him. So that's how we started to work on my creative challenge project this term. And because he introduced me, Luke Cook, the global after sales support manager, both of them really helped me a lot. And working together on my creative challenge project to observe and to interview and to work on some sustainability project within this company. And Hamilton Jet, as very well known as the top water jet propulsion manufacturer in the world. So very honored to be able to work with them about this project. And I do learn a lot and enjoy a lot within the process as well. So this is one of the big things that I'm doing this term.
Oh, that's wonderful. So before we end today's session, I wanted to ask you, have you been able to find any like good Taiwanese restaurant in Christchurch?
Actually, I haven't been to that many Taiwanese restaurants because Taiwanese population is not as much as other Asian countries. So I've been to many good Chinese restaurants.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if you know that Taiwan is the place to first introduce bubble milk tea, the pearl milk tea. So I do enjoy going to to buy a bubble milk tea. Like there's one called Cha Time in Church Corner. Yeah, I always bought the bubble milk tea there. That's really nice. You can try that next time.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to. I like trying different kinds of food, and so yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I always consider me, you know, to because Taiwan is really not that well known here compared to other countries. So yeah. I try to be like an ambassador of Taiwan here. So if I have a chance and I have something I can share with others, I always share some Taiwanese cookies with others in class.
Yes, yeah, that's something that we noted. You always bring something for us. Mm. From your little Taiwanese shops.
But since I'm a full-time student with very limited budget, so I can share something that I can afford. And nothing expensive in luxury.
Yeah, but it's always wonderful. Yeah. So before we go, would you like to share anything with our listeners?
Oh, yeah. After I've been here for 7 to 8 months already, so what I can share and what I learned from the whole journey is having a good heart. Yeah, this is very important. So as this is like one of my strengths, so be kind and be friendly and be open-minded. The thing is like we cannot feel like we're always successful. We cannot be our good condition all the time. Sometimes, we can feel low at some point, but when we're facing that kind of phase, we need to have a break. And then the most important thing is we still need to make plans. We have to make a good plan and think and do things to make through. Yeah, this is what I'm going to share. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Edison, for joining us today and sharing your incredible journey.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me.
It's been very enlightening to hear about your experience and your challenges. And also your accomplishments that spans from Taiwan to New Zealand. Mm. Yeah. To all our listeners, we hope you found Edison's story as inspiring as I did. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like and subscribe to Blend and Elevate. Your support helps us bring more stories like Edison's into the spotlight. Until next time, keep blending, keep elevating.